Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. Trevor Plouffe is out. We're bringing in a new host, Ian Happ. Music. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Talking Baseball live from Lincoln Park in Chicago, sitting in the shade. Jake, can I share you? Like this? I feel rude.
What's happening?
I mean, I can just hold it myself. And we're with Ian Happ.
Left fielder.
Great to be here. Yeah, left fielder now.
Left field now,
extraordinaire.
Going off right now.
Trying? Yeah.
Jake, how are you?
I'm good. I was excited. I normally introduce the guests, so the whole episode's fucked, for lack of a better term. Face of the Cubs, face of John Boy Media, face of Chicago, Ian Happ.
That's a better introduction. I appreciate that.
The Trevor's not here.
He's usually here.
He sucks. He's soft. How you doing, dude?
I'm great. Yeah. I'm sad that Trevor didn't make it. You know, he was RV trip. The boys are doing it, and he makes it 2 days. What are we doing?
You should see him on the RVs. He's like new Trev.
Yeah.
He's got some habits he brings out. He's like, you know, just on the RV, just on this trip. And then back to family man now.
Yeah, he changed.
Alright.
He's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hot out here. Is this you come here a lot? Lincoln Park? Do people find you here?
No.
What days do you run here in the morning?
Yeah, it's a great area. Lincoln Park Zoo not far from here. Free zoo.
Drove past
only a few free zoos in the country.
To me that translates to sad animals.
Okay. little Chicago pick-me-up episode.
Yeah. Big parks and rec budget here. Big parks and rec budget. Yeah, they care about the green space. You can see this much green space in the middle of the city. Very nice. Not Central Park, but a lot of green space.
Man, how about it? We drove to a completely wrong park.
How about that?
Because this is like a famous park.
I actually sent you the pin for, I believe, that field.
Yes.
Yesterday. But
this was the park. This was the park that we all looked at yesterday. I don't know how we got to the other park.
And then,
but the baseball field layout looks similar. So when I saw where we were, I was like, "These are the fields that I saw."
Okay, because when I called you and you said we're at Waveland, I said Waveland is literally the street that Wrigley's on.
Yeah.
So I was like, that can't be correct.
What's the You know, we're super famous now.
Yes.
You're walking through the streets of Chicago, or you walk, you know, you're in the park.
I'm in the park.
How many, are you giving a couple?
Wow, very interesting and cool point, Jake. But first, I got to tell you about Manscaped.
What? Manscaped? Is that the awesome company that sent me to Milwaukee so I could have, the best time of my life?
Yeah, that's Manscaped. Let me tell you a little bit more about Manscaped, because it is that company that sent us to Milwaukee to have the best time of our lives. They sponsored the content that we were doing there on the field while we watched the field get landscaped.
Oh, I shaved my downstairs with them, too.
That is correct. First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is insane. Dare I say, the goat of ball trimmers? Yeah, I said it.
Lawnmower 4.0 is better.
It gets down there, times are wetter. Shave around your penis and balls. Oh crap, it's almost fall. Get the Lawnmower 4.0. Get one for you and your bro.
And you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TALKIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TALKIN at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped.
Get in a car with all your bros and go shave your down belows, Manscaped.
Okay, Jake, can you tell me that thing that you were talking about before?
You're walking through the streets of Chicago, or you walk, you know, you're in the park.
I'm in the park.
How many, are you giving a couple?
As you can see, no one's recognized me.
Right.
So, not that much. It's, you know, it's big city. People are doing stuff.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Okay. I'm also a very normal looking person.
You do look pretty normal. You know,
it's not like...
Kind of stand out for a little bit.
When you're looking at, like, the Yankees outfield or Anthony Rizzo or Jason Hayward, you're like, those are massive humans that must do sports.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like he's just a normal guy.
Yeah. How, we'll do some baseball stuff and then we'll talk about all these balls in our hands.
Yes.
Let's jump into it, dude. What's going on with the Cubbies? Because we obviously know they were kind of the talking point at the trade deadline for, I don't want to say unfortunate reasons, but kind of.
But it was.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of guys that were the face of the town for a while, they're gone. So, like, tell us all about that. I mean, is it when it's happening? Are you guys just kind of in a shell trying not to show emotion? Like, how does that all play out?
Yeah, I think maybe it might have been 9 guys that we traded. That might be a record. Jeez. I don't know what the record is, but that might have been it. And so it happened pretty quick. The first couple trades, Jock was early. Tapera was a little bit before the deadline. Chafin was a little bit before the deadline. And then the deadline day was sad. Yeah. It was a sad day. Because Riz got traded the day before the deadline, right before we were going to fly. His whole family was there. That was waterworks, waterworks. You guys are benefiting from that. Congratulations. He's a great person. And then the next day was Javi and KB and Mariznick. And so that was like kind of, all right, now everybody's gone. And it was kind of, we were in D.C. and it was looking around and going, that's it. And for myself and the guys that have been there for a long time, and then some of the coaching staff that had been there through the complete rebuild, like the build-up, it was just a really like somber day about memories, thinking back to like, I was hitting off the tee with our hitting coach, who was my hitting coordinator in 15 and been there since 12, I believe. And I was like, man, when I debuted, like I hit in between, like I remember getting and being up there in between Riz and KB and being like, this is pretty cool. Like, this is pretty special. And like, I'm like crying, like hitting baseballs like off the tee, like what's going on? But like, that was a relationship. When you play with guys for 5-6 years, like those are relationships you build. And
it's a lot of bus rides and flights.
Oh man,
and road trips,
yeah. A lot of team dinners, a lot of wins together, a lot of memories, you know, celebrating. And especially because it happened in DC and we won game 5 there. That was like our big playoff series win when I was there. With those guys, so like that spot was kind of it was emotional. But now, you know, we have a good group of guys, a lot of guys who are getting a chance to prove themselves with the last month and a half, and kind of make a name for themselves and earn a job for this year, next year. And it's exciting. It's a different time, but it took some adjusting. But it's we're just trying to play and learn and do the best we can.
Can I ask you to grade the goodbye hugs, just rapid fire? Just go KB, like it was A+ hug.
KB, yeah, no, KB B+. It was
okay.
I kind of caught him right as he was finding out, so there was a lot going on.
Okay.
So B+.
Wow,
B+.
Rizzo.
Rizzo A+. Yeah, A+.
Javi.
Javi was a. He came in really late after everything had already happened. B+.
Okay.
B+, similar.
Jock? I mean, he was only there for half a year. But he was an awesome guy.
But he was an awesome guy. Awesome guy. Jock's hug? I'm trying to remember that specifically. It happened so early. It was really a shock. It was actually... I didn't even get to say goodbye to him because it was All-Star break. They were So a bunch of the guys vacationed together on the All-Star break. And so they were in... wherever they were, and he actually flew directly to Atlanta, so I didn't get to say goodbye. I was on the plane going to Arizona to start the second half. Woke up, Jock was traded. Mm. Toughy.
What's your normal hug technique? Are you Do you try to get the diagonal? Or do you see a bigger guy, or are you just going low?
See, I like the diagonal.
Right.
But the bigger guys, it's tough because you feel
you're telling me
you can feel real small when that guy's on like wrapping his arms over you.
You just wrap around the
Place. So I like to like kind of I like to do like the pat the side. Like I'm not that much shorter than you. Like give me a hug and then let me.
Yeah.
Because when you wrap it under, it's demoralizing.
There you go, pats on the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a clip of Kimbrel going to the White Sox clubhouse, and before he walks in the door, he just says, I've never seen this one before. Like, I've never been on this side of the clubhouse before. Is there any curiosity for you? Like, are you texting these guys and be like, hey, what's the home clubhouse like there?
Yeah.
Like, what's different?
Hey, before we go on and Jake says anything more stupid, we got to talk to you about Roman. Jake, can you tell him a little bit about it?
Man. It's Friday night, the feeling's right. You just got in from flying your kite. There's a lady there, no Fred Astaire. You danced around in your underwear.
Go to GetRoman.com/JohnBoy now to talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. Everything Jake said is of interest to you, and you want to be Roman ready and have the confidence that you know you can rise to the occasion in the moment, just like Jake did
Roman
on that little
tree.
U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping.
Roman ready.
Go to GetRoman.com/JohnBoy today, and if you're prescribed, get 50% off your first month of ED treatment.
Roman ready.
Okay, back to the show.
Is there any curiosity for you? Like, are you texting these guys and be like, hey, what's the home clubhouse like there?
Yeah.
Like, what's different?
Yeah, there's a lot of curiosity. I think especially New York's one that you've heard a ton of stuff about their home clubhouse and the food. Big on asking Riz questions about that. But yeah, the home clubhouses and then like how, like, different hitting coaches, different analytics, different R&D, like how the front office is involved, like all that stuff's pretty interesting from someone who's only been in one organization. So hearing different perspectives is cool.
Has there been like one nugget that stood out that you were like, ooh, and it changed a little something in you? Like analytics or hitting coach or just kind of like?
I've heard about a few different places, just like, and this isn't specific to the guys that got traded, but just like we felt like there was a lot of pressure at times, like for our group, especially at the end, to perform and kind of keep everything together. And I think just different organizations and teams, like how much the top down, it's like, we gotta win. Like, we need to win. And so I think that's just like, players just want to go out and play. And like, we understand over the course of 162 that you have to have fun and stay even. And that's the good teams that we've had did that. Like, that's 17 and 18, and like those teams, Joe Maddon was great at it. Like, he was unbelievable at making sure that one day didn't carry into the next. And I think that's like the, when you start to hear about like, we gotta do it, we gotta win, it's like, we gotta take it easy. It's a long season.
I think last, not sad question, but I know this is one of Jimmy's favorite. You mentioned, I mean, 9 guys, nuts. The group text messages.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah. We have a couple good ones. We have a couple good ones. We have one. There was a poker game, so we have one group text with all the guys who played in the poker game that still goes. But it is so like the team group text, like guys are getting removed.
Yeah.
And that's a sad thing to see when that guy's name gets whacked off the list. You're like, whew. At one point, we did count. We had of the 26 man opening day roster, we had 10 guys. Still with the team.
Who's the most active in the team group chat? Like, is it mostly like, you know, BP times and the daily schedule? And then is there one guy just, you know, sending memes and gifts
emojis
all the time?
Yeah. That group text, I guess the team group text with like BP times and schedule, like Jay Hay's really good at like some motivational, some positivity. Jay Hay's great at that. But the other group text, like the the poker game group text. Peterson, Jack Peterson's hilarious. So like he's in there, being very funny. Mike Napoli is fantastic as well. So our quality assure, he's assuring our quality.
So what rest of the year? You know, we opened it up with, you know, you're playing left field now.
Correct.
You've always been a versatile guy. I mean, is it goals the rest of the year? Obviously, anytime you come up to the dish, you're trying to hit. That's every hitter's goal. But, I mean, can you even say, like, if you wanted to work on something defensively at another position, do you think that would be an open discussion? Or for you, is it still, I'm going to show up every day, give the best I've got, go from there?
Yeah, you just try to – I think that's – it's really important, especially what I've learned pretty quick in times like this where you're at, like, never been out of a race
right. In
August, right? And so you have to take it one day at a time because as a team sport, you're always so focused on playoffs and then, like, hey, we're going to be here until November. And if you look at, like, when you're 60 days out or 45 days out, and you're like, whew, it's going to be a long 45 days, you'll get away from you pretty quick. Yeah. So you have to really be one day at a time and focusing on having those good at-bats that day or what you're going to do defensively that day. And for me, outfield is kind of the spot where I've found myself most comfortable now. I went back to the infield this year, and it was a little quick.
A little close.
A little quick in there after being out for a couple years. Last time I played, like, consistently, it was 18. And so coming back, I was like, these boys are a little close. A little close.
Exit beam.
Yeah.
I'll play deep.
Yeah. Everybody take it easy.
Martini shift back there.
The left field fans different than center field fans versus right field? Like, is
a little
there
a
difference
a little
in the
bit
crowd?
In Wrigley? Yeah. So the bleachers, you guys should definitely go see the bleachers today. Left field tends to be, especially in the corner, like more seasoned ticket holders. As you get closer to center, it's your more the party crew. Like left center to center is the party crew. Right center continues the party crew, and then again, once you get to right, it's more season ticket holders. So I think the rowdiest section you're gonna find is probably right center is probably the rowdiest, and then you'll have like some sections of left as you get like really close to the field that can be a little rowdy. But yeah, it is a little bit different as you go across.
With Javi and Rizzo gone, I don't know how many more times you play the Reds. Amir Garrett's going to need someone to yell at. Ooh. And yell with again.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you might pick up, you know, that role? Or what do you think is going to be Garrett's new yell?
You know, I try to stay away from that. I clipped him one time, it was, I think after something like that happens to a teammate, like,
you got a squirrel sneak.
Those feel good. Ooh. Oh, he's in a stance. He's looking for the balls.
I mean, he's in, like, hunt mode.
Yeah.
We're on his time now.
But I think when like the teams are competing for the division, it gets a lot more intense from the pitcher perspective. Yeah.
Hot. You're lost in the squirrel.
Yeah, you got really into.
Well, I was worried for BBD because, you know, that's the closest he would ever. The squirrel took one more step towards you. You were walking the other side. It's fair. That squirrel looked like he was on a hunt.
Are you allergic to squirrels?
Not a rodent guy.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah. We got mice in the office sometimes. He doesn't like it.
This has been a big mice in the office week. Glad we're not there.
Yeah. Wow.
Stop showing off, guys.
You should make a new show, Mice in the Office.
Yeah. Mice in the Office.
Need a mouse.
What's, what do you prefer when you're in the outfit? I mean, what lights you up the most? Is it when someone just yells something silly? Is it when someone's, I guess, being mean if you're a real sicko? Is it?
Wow, that was really dumb, Jake. Let me break up that dumbness with a little ad. The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sportsbook betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for week one. Bet just $1. On any NFL game during work the first week of the season to receive $200 in free bets. Do you like free money, Jake?
Place your bets. Make sure it's not those New York Mets. Place it on football. It's almost fall. Give a call to DraftKings, y'all.
Yes, hell yeah. What, Jake? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. and use promo code JohnMoore to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any week one game. That's promo code JohnMoore to get your free $200 in free bets instantly for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Thanks, DraftKings.
Let's go back to what Jake was talking about.
What lights you up the most? Is it when someone just yells something silly? Is it when someone's, I guess, being mean if you're a real sicko? Is it, I love you on the compound? Like, what?
I do love those.
What do you like hearing the most in the outfield? Because we can actually spark some of that today.
Yeah. I think we have great fans, and when they're, you know, especially when you stink and they're encouraging you, I appreciate that. Like, okay. I think the real Chicago fans that, like, are 95% of them are the ones that are like, even though you stink, because you're wearing that uniform,
I like you.
I love a good compound shout out. I get a lot of Parse rum. I say rum. We get a lot of those, which is great. And the coffee too. People are like, hey, I love your coffee. I'm into that. I like when people care.
What if they shout out, I mean, I don't know if you have a dog, but what if they shout, like, they shout out your dog name? Some people try to go real, like, inside,
real personal,
like that.
You know, so some people are like, hey, I know your girlfriend. Or, like, I went to school with your girlfriend. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But you know that.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. So keep that quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. We heard, I think it was Aaron Hicks. Someone said they were yelling his dog name out. And he was like, that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yell about me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people with the little personal comments, you're like, I don't know about that.
How many dogs do you think are named after you? Just Happer?
Happer? I hope there's one or two out there. Not as many as there are Rizzos, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's a good dog name. That's
great dog name.
Rizzy.
Yeah.
Riz.
Baez?
It'd be Hobby.
No.
It'd be Hobby.
Hobby. Or El Mago, maybe.
Ooh,
with the Mago.
That's a good puppy name.
Yeah.
I got one dog name, I think that's all I know. Guy hit it in his car.
Yeah.
It was like hurt, and he like got it back alive.
It's like the sausage race.
Is it named John Boy?
Yeah.
John Boy?
John Boy.
John Dog.
John Dog, that'd be good.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play some games, so go check out that. I think we're good.
With balls.
I was, and this question's not about you.
How about?
What, are you golfing at all? Because
I played
the other weekend, 83. It's not a big deal.
It's pretty tight.
I was pretty tight for
I saw the,
18
uh,
holes.
I saw the hat. I like the hat that you were rocking. The
Which hat was I rocking?
I think it was a John Boy hat. And I was like,
this?
I think it was that one.
Yeah.
I was like, I might have to mix one
so
of those in.
We've started doing some more basic logos, a little more chic.
You're into fashion. You're a chic guy.
I'm a fashionable guy. That's what people say.
Yeah.
What else? What's life off the field? Are we watching anything good? We're golfing.
We're golfing. We're golfing. We're playing.
We cooking, golf. Yeah.
Netflix?
Yeah, I'm into Blacklist right now. I didn't watch Blacklist ever, and now I'm into it, so
yeah.
I'm finishing that. I like to, long shows on Netflix that have like 3, 4, 5 seasons, amazing for during the year, because you go on the
like
road.
That. Traveling.
Fall asleep
makes
to
sense.
One of them. You watch the same episode 7 times because you never made it through.
Right.
Big into that, yeah.
Okay.
Did you lose a show, buddy? You know, one of these guys that got moved, like, did you have someone like you guys? That's a big thing. You know, you're like halfway through a season together.
No.
Okay. Rizzo tell you how great the Yankees are? Tell me all the compliments that Rizzo told you about the Yankees.
Here we go.
Yeah, he said a lot of good things about the Yankees. There's, I mean, he is made to be, if he's not a Cub, he's made to be a Yankee, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They love him there. He's a natural born leader. He's got family in the area. He's a big market. Like, he can handle the media. He's a big market player that enjoys that. And he loves the city. Like, he's a big, big city guy. And he, like, him in New York, just from a, like, living and city standpoint, is absolutely perfect. And I think that he'll do a good job. I think that's a team where they especially, they just really want to win. And with that payroll and with they run it every year. Like, they want to win baseball games badly, and so he's a guy that will take that pressure and kind of, it's been there, he's done it, he'll be able to alleviate some of that, and he's the best leader I've ever been around as far as an everyday player. He's the perfect example of how to play every day in the big leagues.
Awesome. Love it.
That was nice. One last final baseball question.
Final baseball question.
Grossest pitcher on the Brewers. We were just there. We got to bump elbows with some of those guys. There's so many gross guys right now.
If you go just pitcher, you have relievers and bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, Hader's a tough AB for anybody. But from a starting standpoint, I think for like seven innings, like Burns is throwing 95 mile an hour cutters with a 93 mile an hour changeup going the other way.
Does a sick part of you ever want to stand in lefty against Hader and just be like, what, like how much harder is this?
I've honestly seen our lefties have more success.
Oh, really?
And I thought to myself, maybe.
Have you ever done?
I've never.
When
done
are you going to do
I haven't
that?
I've done in the big leagues.
September.
I've thought about it against
long September.
I've thought about it against a few guys. Kershaw is one of them.
Okay.
Because when he's that inside lane is very challenging for a righty. Suter, I really struggled against Suter for a long time. Thought about against him, and Hader's one. Hader's would be terrifying because he's like basically stepping at you. But I've seen like Riz and Jehe both clip him. Schwarb might have got him once. Like, some really good at bats from lefties against him, where that angle righty is tough.
Dude, get one.
He's throwing a million.
Get a little right on righty.
Scary. I think it would be like playing the infield. Like, I'd go in there and one guy would throw a curveball. I'd be like, oh my God, how do you guys do this?
Yeah. Nope.
Because I take, once in a while, when a lefty's starting, the lefty BP thrower will throw. And like, I take my first round lefty, I'm like, this is ridiculous. What am I doing? This is terrible.
Hey, thanks, man. We appreciate it. We're going to go play some a dumb little game. It's going to be on John Boy Jake TV, so go tune into that afterwards. I'm already sweating, so I can't wait to start throwing stuff around.
I have a nice sweat going.
That was Talking Baseball. See ya.
Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.